We're talking today with Heather Buckmaster, the Oklahoma Beef Council, wrapping up the old year, looking into the new year of 2016. And Heather, let's talk about right now, where we are in the new year, or in the old year, first of all, about some of the things that you're following real closely. I know that the Beef Council has made a major commitment in the last couple of years to the international market, and that's been a tough market this year for the U.S.
Absolutely. It has been a tough market for U.S. beef exports, especially in the last 6 months. We have several factors at work. We have a slowing global economy, particularly in Asia, which is a top export market for U.S. beef and a high-value export market for beef. Around the world, you see commodity prices have been under pressure. We see volatility in the global financial markets, which obviously put pressure then on our commodity markets. The other key factor is that we have a very strong U.S. dollar, which makes U.S. beef less competitive against some of our biggest competitors like Australia or Brazil. So you kind of look at these factors that come into play on the export market. These have definitely impacted our beef sales. We're starting to see a little bit of pull and a little bit of growth coming back in. But there's no question it's been a tough market.
Now, as I mentioned, the investment there as far as the Oklahoma Beef Council and other state councils and the beef checkoff itself into the international market, it's there for the long haul.
Yes. If we look at the export market, it's about building those long-term relationships with the traders that are purchasing our product, with the retail and food service groups that are selling U.S. beef in those markets. So it's about the long-term beef demand building approach. And so we will continue in 2016 in investing in those markets that we believe are important for U.S. beef. As a marketer, my instinct is to say, okay, well, our product is more expensive, so we need to do more promotions in those markets to make sure that we are differentiating ourselves because we have the highest, we have a high quality protein. It's a better beef product than our competitors. And so being able to share that story with our international consumers is important. But, Ron, this has been a tough year across the board because we obviously have more beef tonnage moving through the system right now. I mean, God bless our cattle producers. When it comes to it and we get some rain, we know how to ramp up herd production. But what we've seen is increased beef we've seen increased heavyweight cattle, and that's increased beef tonnage with fewer animals. And so all of these factors have really impacted the beef cattle market.
Let's talk domestically. And I know one of the real success stories clearly is this the digital campaign that continues, the Beef It's What's for Dinner. And it seems like you're really being able to interact very successfully with consumers. It just continues to build.
Well, I think it's important to know that despite everything that we faced, beef demand continues to be strong. And as we're looking at these fluctuations in prices, what the checkoff does is look at the long-term beef demand building strategies, both on a domestic and foreign level. And what we've done since we've switched to the digital marketing, we did that for a couple of reasons. One was because we need to be able to better target the millennial consumer, and they live their lives online. Mm-hmm. And second, we just have fewer dollars to promote beef with. And so it was one of the best ways that we could efficiently help target and share information with consumers. So this past year, if we look at 2015, we had an incredible success building off of the 24 campaign. What I love about digital marketing is that it provides you that opportunity to learn. And so if you have, for instance, a display ad that's on a website like a consumer website, a recipe website, you find out quickly if that ad is working. And so we continue to work to amplify beefitswhatsfordinner.com as that wonderful industry resource we have. We amplify Google search so that if people are looking, we know what they're looking for. So family mealtime solutions or economy meals, mm-hmm. they're coming to us because we're helping to amplify those activities. Our website this year has just been outstanding. Consumers are spending 20% more time on the website, which is significant. We had 3.7 million visitors to the website this year, 8.7 million page views. So I said, if you're asking somebody, I think about our website is come home with us, come to our home. So it means like you've had 3.7 million visitors visit your home and spend time with you. Mm-hmm. And that's real time that goes beyond any traditional like print ad that some consumer might see.
I know that one of the aspects of the digital campaign was to try to teach consumers about how they handle a particular cut of beef, and you've done that very successfully with videos.
Absolutely. You know, I think when we look back, we've all had that kind of frustration that, oh, consumers don't know how to cook anymore. They don't have the same kind of cooking skills caught in school, or they don't learn the way they used to. They just don't have – they're just not as comfortable with cooking. But what the videos do, or like YouTube videos, provide us that opportunity to teach them how to cook, to provide them recipe and menu inspirations. And this last year, we saw a 347% increase in our video views of consumers coming and seeing our videos and learning how to cook. And we had 23.3 million views of our videos in 2015, which is tremendous.
Let's talk about 2016. What's out there that you're going to be paying a lot of attention to, the Beef Council is going to be paying attention to in the new year?
Well, first of all, we will continue to support. We did it in 2015. We'll continue to support in 2016 work and efforts to amplify digital marketing efforts in what we'd call our top five states, like California and New York. We work with a group of states that we all combine our resources. So we're going to continue to work to amplify those digital marketing. I know locally we're going to put more effort into working with health professional groups and getting very good speakers to come in and talk about whether it's beef production, beef safety, the healthiness of beef with our key nutrition professionals and our physicians. That will be a definite focus for us this next year. We're also going to be working to kind of refocus some efforts into educating Oklahoma consumers about beef production, helping to share those stories really from a mom standpoint. We have so many wonderful women that are in this industry that are working on these farms and ranching and really sharing their story about how they care for cattle.
So some good things ahead.
Absolutely. And we are looking forward to 2016, and I'm looking forward to higher cattle prices.